Now, Maury, tell us about your first years working together. That was television with Cookie, wasn't it?
It was, but when we did the shifts together, I finally got the afternoon shift after the nights.
Yep.
We used to, you know, have a bit of banter between when he was finishing up and I would start my shift, and that basically started that sort of, you know, to and fro. But he went to Channel 6, TVT6, in March of 77, and he... In about November, he said, they're looking for someone over here, Maury. Why don't you apply for it? So that's when I went over to Channel 6 as well. And basically, the then general manager, Don Carter, he said, what am I going to do with you two? He used to call us Heckle and Jekyll.
Yep.
What am I going to do with you two? So they gave us a live breakfast show. TV show, which started from November right through until Christmas Eve. And that was interesting because it was live, but I think really it was like those sort of infomercial shows.
Yep.
Because
yeah.
I think they sold
a flogging a bit of stuff.
People would come in with lawnmowers and bikes, and we'd have we'd have the chemist come in and draw prizes out. But that was where we started, and that's where we started the banter and all that sort of stuff. But television, and I think I've told you all this before, television is a very cruel mistress because it's not like radio where if you want to have a scene in New York, you just use a sound effect.
Yes.
You've got to, it takes a lot of time. And I want to say thanks to Brent Costello for his thing.
It was
now,
great.
That would have taken him a long time just to put, no, it would have done.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because he did
spent all day, did
a bit to camera out at the old Channel 6 building and then came in
absolutely.
Here and interviewed you guys.
Took him 4.5 hours to put his makeup on, mate.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where the Cook and Moore started and the Saturday morning confusion and all of that sort of stuff, so...
And when did this character start? So Mickey Finn was his big character with your Knock and Knowles.
Yeah, well, my Knock and Knowles actually started on television.
Mm.
This is a true story. Saturday Morning Confusion was about to wind up. We had a couple of minutes to think. We'd done everything on our running sheet. And he said, well, we've got 2 minutes to fill. What are we going to do? So I said, I'll just go run out to the, you know, makeup room. And I put this jacket on and drew a monobrow.
I tell you what, every time you do that, when you've done it here in the studio, you look like a different person.
It's
uncanny.
So then I put the monobrow on and stuck a what's name on.
Yeah.
And I went out there and just said, "Hey, Cookie, how are you?" And he said, and this is what he was like. He was very quick. I said, "Oh, it's Knock and Knowles, the well-known footballer."
That's just like that.
Yep, just like that. But I think Knock and Knowles might have been one of his father's mates because he used to draw a lot on his childhood.
Yeah. Yep.
So I do. Yeah, Cookie, I want to go. That Mal Sutton's added in for me. You know, I got 3 weeks for, you know, hitting an umpire and that, and it's unfair. And that's how it went. So Knock and Knowles was born there. Mickey Finn came later as Knocker's sponsor, the car salesman from Powhatan.
Yes. Oh, new confidence, mate.
Shall we have a listen to a bit of Mickey Finn?
I'd love to.
All right. Okay, boys, Stock and Oates and Mickey Finn here from New Confidence Motors, and Mick's got another motoring tip for you.
Many thank yous, Knock. Of course, when you're buying a used car, I would suggest that you always turn the radio up full bore, because as you're driving along, those annoying squeaks, rattles, whines and moans could put you off buying a very good vehicle. Just another tip from New Confidence Motors. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Mickey Finn here, honest used car dealer from New Confidence Motors, Powhatan and Tarralea. And honesty is a byword at New Confidence Motors. I'm as honest as the day is long.
Hey, Mick, your old woman's on the phone.
Tell her I'm not here.
Okay, what's Stock and Oates here with me, I'm Mickey Finn from New Confidence Motors with a few more motoring tips. Well, we're talking about experts, aren't we?
Yes, we're talking about those so-called experts.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever, if you're going to buy a car, bring a mechanic with you.
Why's that, Mick?
Why? Quite simply, he'll tell you things like, oh, it's got a couple of gudgeon knocks, the diff's had it, the gearbox is falling out. He may well only be saying that so that he can snap up this wonderful buy for himself.
That's good thinking, that, Nick.
Look, a lot of people get very nervous about signing higher purchase contracts. That's why we dim the lights, actually.
What else can people do?
Oh, I think the best idea, I've always said this, is to sign the document before you actually test drive the car. It saves a lot of time and a lot of bother.
Very funny stuff.
Yeah. The sad part is a few people used to do that too, Rory.
Well, I don't mind. I don't think Bob would mind me saying, but his beloved brother, Terry, was a used car salesman.
Oh.
Terry was good because I bought a lot of cars from Terry. But Bob would use him as the, you know, as the sort of the sounding board. So, yep.
Right. Fantastic, mate.
6216 10172. You can give us a call at any time if you want to speak to Maury. Tell us your favourite memories of Bob Cook over the years. Hello.
Hello, Dan. It's Bomber. Can I speak to Maury, please?
Bomber, how are you, mate?
Oh, darling, I've cried and cried and cried.
Yeah, I know, because you used to be a regular caller for Cookamore, didn't you, Bomber?
Yeah, he's the one that called me Bomber.
That's right, he did.
I'll be blowed.
She's an Essendon supporter, Bomber.
Is she? I'm a Collingwood supporter, Bomber.
Never missed a Cookamore. You were just legends.
Oh, bless.
Legends.
Good on you, Bomber.
Thanks, Dan, and I'll give sympathy to Maury.
No worries, Bomber.
Celebrating the life of Bob Cook, 101.7 7HO FM.